A warm welcome to His Excellency Artis Bertulis. It's a pleasure. The Ambassador of Latvia to Malta, who has kindly agreed to address our committee on the Latvian Presidency of the European Union for the period covering January to June 2015, which we have just started. Before we proceed, I will just go through the usual formality of asking for the approval by members of the minutes of our last two meetings held with the Foreign Minister of Slovakia and the other with the Maltese member of the European Court of Auditors, Dr. Louis Gallia. Is there approval? Yes. Seems that there is approval. Good. So now we move on to our main item. We'd like to start by introducing the members of our committee, Dr. Frederik Atsopardi, Member of Parliament from the opposition side, Dr. Francis Zambit-Demek, former Foreign Affairs Minister, Member of Parliament from the opposition side, Dr. Tonio Fenech,
without a doctor,
because former Minister of Finances and Economy, Member of the opposition, Dr. Joe Samut, Member of the government side, Dr. Marlene Farrugia, Member of Parliament from the government side. Your Excellency, the floor is yours, please.
Mr. President, honorable members, it's really a true pleasure and honor for me to be here tonight. I'm rather a freshman in the Maltese affairs in the sense that I'm the ambassador only shortly, more than two months. But with my past experience in the EU directorate, of course, for many years we've been closely cooperating, and I've been having a lot of very, very nice Maltese ambassadors and fellow colleagues in any country that I have been serving. But this is definitely a very, very important half year that has started for us. I would suggest that maybe I will very briefly, in only handful, six brief slides, outline our presidency priorities that your most able staff has already prepared the program of the Latvian presidency, and but I would outline the main points, and then I would show a very, very small publicity movie on Latvia, and if possible, and then I would be definitely interested in the debate. I wouldn't dare to say that I can answer all the tricky questions on the things that are more on the branch councils, but I will try to do my best, and definitely I will eagerly we will take with my assistant Teresa Francesca Cocozza, we will take the notes and we will transfer to our government for the further elaboration. Very briefly, we start with the first one is the logo. They might need a brief explanation. The logo is based on the classic image of the grindstone. The circular stone has been known throughout Europe for centuries and is rich in associations. The grindstone was a significant innovation and a trigger of change in households across Europe. And today it still remains as an instrument that brings associations about bread, a symbol about nourishment and prosperity. And also another symbolism that, of course, made of stone, it can endure centuries of motion and still sustain productivity. So it's also the dynamic movement of the rotating grindstone brings about energy and growth, with which Europe meets new challenges, and with Latvia at the wheel, Europeans are certain to gain new perspectives. So this is the background of how why the presidency chose this as a symbol of our 6 months. The Latvian presidency has to be seen within the wider context, and we have priorities, of course, set by trio presidencies, started by Italy, now Latvia, and in the second semester of this year in Luxembourg. We have the strategic agenda adopted by the European Council in June, the strategic agenda for the Union in times of change, and we have priorities of the President of Commission, so-called Juncker Plan. The Latvian presidency has two broad objectives. The first is to steer the work of the Council in order to fully overcome the economic and financial crisis and to promote stability, security and development in the neighborhood and in the world, working hand in hand with the High Representative and the European External Action Service. In order to reach those two objectives, we are going to concentrate on three items. This is competitive Europe, digital Europe, and engaged Europe. I'll go for the next. Our main priority is jobs and economic growth. First and foremost, we are going to work in order to facilitate investment. We will put all the effort in order to ensure effective Council's work on the investment plan for Europe, and we are very... we are under again. Sorry. Thank you.
Oh, sorry.
So we are here. Thank you very much. Yeah, sure. So and we are very thankful already for the Commission that we have already the first draft of the new strategic investment fund, the regulations project is already on the table as of yesterday. It is also our common responsibility to create the right framework that can generate private investments in Europe, and therefore timely proposal from European Commission on energy union and digital single market also are important, and working on them will be one of the priority of our presidency. We also are going to work on strengthening the single market and keeping all four freedoms intact, effectively implementing the European semester and renewed Europe 2020 strategy, mainstreaming industrial competitiveness, enhancing employment of the long-term unemployed, the youth and persons with disabilities, reviewing the European Union's economic governance legislation, and further deepening the EMU, the economic, European Monetary Union. Then we go to the next. And on digital Europe, our goal is to fully exploit the digital potential in the economy and work on enhancing trust in the digital single market. We believe that EU policies to develop digital potential should steer into three directions: boosting economy and growth, providing safety and digital in digital environment, and promoting modernization of public sector and digital skills. Digital aspects should be promoted by default. Our particular interest will be in the digital single market strategy. Presidency will concentrate efforts on making progress on data protection framework, security of the information systems and networks, web accessibility, and implementation of the cybersecurity strategy. And we are planning to host Digital Agenda Assembly in Riga in mid-June, which will organize together with the European Commission. On the engaged Europe, this is more in the broader sense of the foreign affairs. One of the main objectives of the Latvian presidency is to promote stability and development in the EU's neighborhood and the world, working hand in hand with the High Representative and the European and External Action Service. Our neighborhood is of primary importance, both in South and in the East. We will facilitate and contribute to the review of the European neighborhood policy that is due to this year. We intend to pay particular attention to enhance the EU's cooperation with the Eastern Partnership countries, and the fourth Eastern Partnership Summit that will take place in Riga in the latter part of May 21-22, will provide the opportunity to evaluate the progress since Vilnius Eastern Partnership Summit and reconfirm the Eastern Partnership's strategic importance and identify further strategic guidance. Definitely, we'll be talking to your authorities, and we hope that your government will be represented in the highest possible level. Visibility of the EU in Central Asia should be increased. Efforts should be made to promote the EU-Central Asia dialogue and cooperation, especially in the areas of security, education, and sustainable development. We welcome the review of EU Central Asia strategy in early this year. We see both geopolitical and economic value of the TTIP agreement, especially in the current international environment, and we should use every opportunity to advance these negotiations. We appreciate also the December European Council conclusion marking 2015 as a window of opportunity to actively carry forward the negotiations and to ensure intensification of positive messages on the TTIP. In June, European Council next year, we are looking forward to a strategic discussion on future level of ambition in the common security and defense policy development. we should reflect on European security priorities, and it should lead to the review of the European security strategy. The presidency will proceed with enlargement negotiations based on the principles of conditionality and individual merit. Latvian presidency will highlight the role of the macro-regional strategies by focusing on the implementation. And here we definitely have the EU-Baltic Sea region strategy to share as a positive experience. And then on a concluding note, so this is the triangle or three pillars of interlinked. We would feel it absolutely that, it, especially how the year also has started with lots of challenges ahead of us, and some of already the small steps that have been already skillfully projected by our European partners and also the European institutions. I would complete my introduction here, and maybe before these two minutes of presidency presentation on the screen, maybe can I ask how many of you have been before in Latvia? There is no hands-on experience. Right. Okay. that's the Lithuanian presidency. Okay. Right. Okay, but you're definitely warm welcome during the presidency on the, any events, and we already started the schedule. Yes.
Okay. Open the floor for any questions and comments unless yes. You have more to add.
No, okay. not more to add here, and but if it doesn't disrupt your agenda. Is there a time, 2 minutes, for a small promo? Yeah.
Of course, promo. Definitely. Definitely.
I think I save some time on running through this. Thank you very much.
Small in size. Small is not a bad thing. It means that we are used to looking at things more closely. We polish, we angle, we untangle, and we fine-tune until everything is just right. We pay attention to detail. And as we all know, the devil is in the detail. Honestly, our winters are cold. For 6 months of the year, it is actually snowing here. However, winter has taught us to think ahead and to be prepared for both easy times and hard ones. It's called planning. To be honest, almost everything is flat in Latvia. We don't have the highest waterfall, but we do have a really, really wide one. So we look far, we look wide, and we don't like our vision to be hampered by anything closer than the horizon. Also, our landscape gives us plenty of room for imagination, which leads to creativity, which in turn leads to arts and innovation. It's true, we didn't invent the internet, but we do have one of the fastest internet speeds in the world, and we need it to spread the word about our culture. From one of the greatest collections of Art Nouveau architecture in Riga, to the largest choir festival in the world, to modern art, to world-famous opera singers and ballet dancers. But without making much noise, we've given the world some of its finest classical musicians. And we say almost nothing about our food, but it's just because we learned that it's not polite to speak with a full mouth. Our food is to be enjoyed, not to be discussed. To be honest, about 50% of Latvia is not covered in forests, which means that the other 50% is. That's why Latvians are a bit closer to nature than the average European finds normal. We drill birch trees for sap, we pick all kinds of mushrooms and eat them. We shock our immune systems by jumping from hot saunas into ice-cold lakes and back again. The truth is, we don't always smile, but when we do, it comes from the heart. Latvians are kind of like coconuts. We may be kind of hard on the outside. But when you crack the shell, you'll find a truly friendly soul. Pleased to meet you. Honestly.
Well, Your Excellency, thank you for that presentation. I would like now to ask my fellow colleagues here for any comments or questions. Are there any comments?
for questions.
Honorable Francis David Demack.
Well, a couple of quick comments from my end. Well, first and foremost, of course, thank you for your presentation. If I could take a quip from even the video we have just seen, you certainly here are in a country where we have no qualms with you about the effectiveness of being small. So that's certainly one issue, even if we're far smaller. One aspect, I noticed with regard to the digital agenda that you are placing strong emphasis on the security side of it as well. So would I be correct to interpret that as that there will be a strong emphasis on all the measures which are now being discussed to counter the possibility of systems being hacked, to make them more secure? And that in itself can link with another aspect of the agenda, which certainly forms part of the background to the present state of affairs in Europe and in the world, which is the issue of terrorism and counter-terrorism measures, which I notice is also an issue that will be addressed. You certainly here are kicking off the presidency on a note of grave concern, I think, to all Europeans, and perhaps you might wish to elaborate, therefore, on what you might be doing in that regard. And then one further question from my end would regard enlargement. It is very clear that the neighborhood concept, there will be strong emphasis on the Eastern partnership element. I think this is only natural and certainly also a welcome point of emphasis, because the stronger the Europe and the larger the Europe, it means that one is also strengthening a way of life which is democratic, which is placing importance on the values of the various freedoms which we cherish. But in that regard, surely you might wish perhaps to elaborate and refer to the issue, to aspect called Ukraine, because, again, a matter that has been at the forefront of all our agendas, and certainly one of grave interest and grave concern to Latvia directly for obvious historic and geographic reasons. So perhaps you would share with us your views on those aspects.
One of the other comments or interventions. Yes.
First of all, I would like to also congratulate you on the coming 6 months. I'm sure that Latvia will stand up to the occasion, and we do owe you all the success. We appreciate also that you are actually, in terms of also European relations, facing a difficult 6 months, because as also my colleague, Dr. Francis Amidemek, mentioned, the aspects of Ukraine and the issues there. Also closer to us is the great concern of the Libyan situation at the moment, and it is a concern also to us that the planned talks which were going to be held hopefully next week now may be further derailed, because obviously one party in the Libyan issue, the self-declared government in Tripoli, are sending signs that they may not be attending these meetings, and this will be obviously of great concern. You appreciate that this is the closest southern country to our border. The instability there is a great concern to us for obvious reasons. And we'd like to hear from you also, Latvia, how your government and the presidency will be looking at this situation, and how Europe will respond to this crisis to bring the parties closer to the table and to find a peaceful resolution to now this prolonged conflict. Also, the southern Mediterranean region remains a huge area of instability, and therefore, in a wider context, not just Libya, but the whole southern European region, we hope that the Latvian presidency will also give it its due attention. Obviously, there are very some important initiatives which the document you have presented to us will be focusing on, of a positive nature. Obviously, in terms of the economic level, the importance of Europe regaining its competitiveness, and now we shift this negative trend in Europe into an opportunity for growth. Obviously, talking from the other hat, the fundamentals should be that the European economy should be growing. The lowest rates of interest that the economy can have. Oil prices now half what they were just a few months ago. The euro weaker than the dollar, so it helps us in terms of our exports. But still, there is a very negative sentiment in the whole of Europe in terms of the growth in the economy. And therefore, the issue that you've mentioned of stability, competitiveness, the Juncker plan for investment are pretty important fundamentals, and I would like to hear also from the presidency some more details as to how you think of delivering this. There are areas which we note that the presidency is putting a certain element of emphasis in its documents. There are some areas, obviously, which we agree with. There are some areas which a certain focus tends to concern us because we are not necessarily seeing the fruits of the efforts. I talk here of the banking union. A lot of talk has been made on the banking union. A lot of regulation has come in to give the banking stability. But in reality, we know that a fundamental problem in Europe is the lack of liquidity and that banks, actually through the banking union, are becoming more restrictive in their lending policies. And therefore, whether an evaluation will be made of the implementation rather than the principle. Because we all agree on the principle, but at times in these areas, implementation of such policies can tend to have a counterproductive effect of rather than fostering the economic growth, which the ECB is trying to do through the lowering of interest rates, but then is reducing the propensity because of the far more restrictive regulations that are coming, that are not just hitting the bigger, riskier banks, but are in effect, because within the banking union, even in Malta, we have three banks which, in terms of European significance, are negligible, are affected with these regulations. So the risk of a one-size-fits-all here comes into play. In the area of direct taxation, while we welcome the Commission efforts to ensure that there is proper exchange of information to avoid tax evasion, even certain investigation on tax rulings, which do not concern Malta, because although Malta is being investigated, it never utilized such tax rulings in the concept of the investigation of the Commission. But we are concerned with not the debate, but the way that the Common Corporate Tax Base, the CCTB, is conceived. Fundamentally, we disagree with the way it is conceived because we believe it has no economic rationale. Presently, the proposal at the table talks about shifting profits in group of companies through a measure of what is considered the manpower within the group as it is spread at a European level, which doesn't necessarily mean that profits are earned where more employees are. Effectively, in today's technological world, we know that the far profitable companies are the ones that depend more on technology than on manpower. So, in reality, the basis of which the profit distribution is being conceived, in our opinion, does not lend to this, and we do emphasize that in the area of taxation, you appreciate you are a peripheral country like us, complete tax harmonization and lack of tax competition may not, reasonable tax competition here I want to emphasize, may lead to economic distortions as member states would not have any fiscal discretion and therefore, you know, the peripheral countries would lose out, as a report by Ernst & Young 4 years ago had made on this proposal, which showed that the big losers were actually the peripheral countries. Ironically, even Germany lost in this equation, and the Central European countries were the real gainers in this equation. And this is a concern, because at the end of the day, tax issue is not just a matter of policy and principle, but it is the bread and butter issue of running a government. Thank you.
Let me also add that something else about Libya, because my colleague has said Libya is on our southern border. It's not just on our southern border, but it's on Europe's southern border. And Libya is not a Maltese or an Italian problem. The immigration problem is not a Maltese and immigration problem, but it is a European problem, especially with the developments that have occurred in recent months.
Regarding the opinion of the Latvian presidency about the Greek question, is Greek dispensable or disposable, or what is the approach? What do you think about the impending activities and events that are unfolding as we speak in Greece? And the other one is, we know that imminently, we don't know how imminently though, there was going to be the introduction of quantitative easing to try to kickstart the European economy in another way, but we now know that we have the resignation of the Italian president, and Draghi is being mentioned as a possible replacement. And would that affect the introduction, if it is going to be introduced, of quantitative easing, and how would that affect, and do you have anything in mind to tackle this problem before it actually unfolds or happens? Thank you.
Anyone else? Honorable President.
Just a little question. I also want to thank you for your Excellency for giving us the opportunity to participate in this interesting meeting. In your introduction, you, your Excellency, referred to the very real challenge Europe is currently facing, and your Council committed for job creation. You also refer to youth employment. I would kindly ask you if you could elaborate on this matter. I know that in the program you refer, there is a reference to this, but I just ask you if you can elaborate on this matter.
Thank you. I think we exhausted all interventions. Just add one more thing about the European presidency and the objectives and the priorities. We'd like to know what are the objectives and the priorities for education and sports. A much more lighter subject than economics and immigration and terrorist attacks. So, thank you.
Right. Thank you very much. I'll try to keep afloat. I think it's because the one thing is okay. I will try to. The questions are really very wide, and they are coming up. Yeah, thank you very much. I will try to get in whatever sequence that I will. It will be very hard from the very beginning. If I because it really covers, and I very much appreciate your questions, because of course the incredible expertise, having so many ministers at one table, it's a privilege for me definitely to be here in this hall, and definitely you covered all the possible and impossible spectrum as any presidency, as we have seen also with the recent presidencies. I think the Danish presidency didn't plan for the Libya crisis. The Greek presidency didn't plan for Ukraine. We didn't plan for Paris. Actually, we didn't plan also for the early year smoke on the Greek issue. But then, of course, it was dominated by the other things on the European and international scene. I will try to tick the box and. Will help me to keep not there will be some things that maybe starting with the with Libya. Of course, the first thing that comes to the, let's say, to the Latvian mind is of course the neighborhood in wider sense, because we are on the flanks of Europe, we are on the northeast, and you are exposed to the south, as is indeed Italy. For a long time, Libya has been on our high priority for Europe, and actually not really the success story in the sense of tackling the issue, but constantly keeping facing all the side effects of illegal migration and definitely what I see from our perspective is that Latvia as an individual presidency will be subject of close cooperation on the European scale with the High Representative and the Vice President of the Ms. Mogherini, because this, anyway, it is in the European External Action Service's hands to tackle the foreign affairs in the third countries. But definitely, as I pointed earlier already, we will be working in the clear balance, looking at the southern neighborhood and to the eastern neighborhood. We will be also working carefully with the review of the neighborhood policies. Recently, at the very end, successful end of the Italian presidency, there were two major migration-related conferences held in Rome. One was the review of the so-called Rabat process, which is tackling which was started already 8 years ago, and there was the launch of the Khartoum process, dealing with the Cape of Africa countries, inviting massively, and you were very, very well represented in the conference, and very vocal on the conference, voicing the Malta's concerns on these issues, because definitely in the field of migration, the focus, in on one hand, lies with the effective implementation of already existing instruments. On the other hand, we have to work with the countries of origin and with the transit countries, and definitely here comes also the tool of the Justice and Home Affairs Council as such, because then they have the ministers interior. Have to look on the ways of physical prevention, while there's a cluster of ministers, the ODA ministers, the commissioners, the ODA commissioners, and also ODA national ministers, working with the countries of origin to improve the living conditions there, so that they stop to be or prevent to be originating these issues. But as I mentioned, directly with Libya, the presidency will be working within the powers. We've been tasked by the High Representative to be working already in other spheres of interest of Europe, which, namely, for instance, in Central Asia, where we have some expertise, and we've been already tasked to conduct some things there. So we definitely expect the burden sharing on the Libya and the leading role by the External Action Service. Jumping to the enlargement, which I would see in no way would be directly linked at the moment with the Ukraine as such, because definitely we as a former enlargement country, we will proceed with enlargement negotiations wherever they are possible. We will see that these are all the enlargement talks are based on the individual merits of the enlargement countries. Very briefly, I could go through the current enlargement process, where we see that we will be able to open the first chapters with Serbia during our presidency. It will definitely depend very much on the political will of Belgrade and the high-level dialogue with Pristina. We will definitely look forward for the gradual normalization and move forward with the stabilization association agreement with the Kosovo, which hopefully will be signed in this first semester of this year. We similarly look also forward to continuing the accession negotiations with Montenegro, and we would like to see some progress in negotiations with Turkey. However, we are very realistic about this progress, given the current political context. We are also believe that it is important that the EU perspective is given for the former Yugoslav Republic of Macedonia, that it is maintained, but of course it will be a requirement for a political will and reforms, and we'll need a positive signal from the EU would provide this needed encouragement. Finally, we look very much also forward to the swift and concrete reforms in Bosnia and Herzegovina, and in Albania also, following the awarding of the candidate status. on the three Eastern Partnership countries, the front runners in these processes who have indicated their interest on their European perspective, namely Georgia, Moldova, and Ukraine, with clear understanding of the current situation they are in. Any European country has the rights for the European EU aspirations, but definitely it has to be on the individual process, individually tailored, and based on merits. So we definitely would not see that this would be a quick process. On Ukraine, the news are coming every day, and every day we get also some not so pleasant stories, like even these morning's stories of the shelling of the civilian bus, and again 12 innocent victims there in the eastern Ukraine. Definitely, my foreign minister has made all the efforts already in the very beginning of the presidency. He was, during 1 week, he's been both to Kiev and to Moscow. The EU's main objective is to normalize the relations with Russia, but it will be, and this is strong conviction of the presidency, that it will be definitely subject of the situation and development of the situation in the eastern Ukraine. There has to be the sustainable solution, but it can be achieved only in political means. We see that these issues will be constantly on the Foreign Affairs Councils also in January, but there are serious preconditions that have to be met. The first is the ceasefire. Definitely, it's a withdrawal of the Russian military forces and the recruited local fortifications from the Ukrainian territory, and the end of the military support to the separatists. And Ukraine has to regain control of its borders. So here we plead to the European partners. I think that there is a common understanding on these issues. It has developed over 1 year unexpectedly into another frozen conflict in Europe. So after some of them on the Russian periphery, we got the new one. So we definitely will have to. This will be unsolvable issue for just one presidency. It will be for years to come. Very very briefly on the justice and home affairs. The one of the important thing, and it's also I see simply what will be the exactly on the portfolios. Definitely there will be the data protection will be one of the issues on the issues of GHA. Data regulation which will be aimed at reinforcing the rights of EU citizens regarding of the processing of personal data. We've seen already after the French events in Paris, already the ministers of interior have met, and there will be definitely the Italian prime minister also voiced the need of strengthening the EU intelligence capability in combination with on one hand the data protection, on the other hand the data sharing, also in the sensitive areas like the personal data and the flight, the passengers data, which will be, I think, the hot topic, but absolutely necessary at these given circumstances. As I said, we definitely didn't plan for this. We are now also in the hands of the coming Justice Home Affairs Council. How will be these things will be tackled in the future? Then Okay, on the Greek question, definitely I think this is in all of our interests, and we've seen last year with the Scottish referendum, and also on the incoming and possible British referendum and the processes in Greece. Definitely we are least interested in any fragmentation of Europe. We are least interested in any possible exits, and needless to say that any such moves in one of those directions would weaken the general feeling on the market. First of all, immediately would be sensed by the markets. Even we saw it in one European leader's statement on the possible Greek exit immediately. Reflected into the financial markets, so we would be least interested to have any movements in that direction. Of course, the elections is a sovereign part and sovereign process of the Greek people, and definitely we will work with any government that the Greek people will elect into the power. So we have to see what will be the real results, and also what will be the sense of the reality when you get into the running the country. Then maybe the perspectives also occasionally somehow so adjust to the broader reality. It's hard for me, of course, as a foreign ambassador in beautiful Italy. It's very hard for me to speculate on the real or the future on the process that has started a few months ago, but actually today reached the climax, in the sense that there will be new electoral process in the nomination of the new president of the republic. Informally, I saw earlier that Mr. Draghi has renounced his candidature a few weeks ago, but the process might have been re-triggered again. He is definitely a very visible politician on the European scale. It will be very hard for me to comment, especially if I've seen also the formation of the last governments in Italy. So it's not an easy process, and occasionally full of surprises, even in personalities. So I wish all the best for my country hosting my embassy. There were a few remaining chapters, and definitely I would not like to float on the issues you raise on the substance that's more between the General First Council and ECOFIN, and I would definitely could give you a very shallow and superficial answer, but we'll see as soon as the institutional arrangements will be happening, then definitely we hope that we will have some new perspectives of that I had still on the economic bloc in general. The one thing was that definitely we were very pleased on the close cooperation with the European Commission, that on the given day, which was yesterday, there was published the draft regulation on the European Strategic Investment Fund. We will definitely welcome this publication. We have foreseen already very intensive work on this in the council on this issue. The timetable is extremely tight, and of course we will do our utmost to make the fund operational by June, which is very, very ambitious. We see the presidency definitely appreciates the timely publication, and we will see the best use of flexibility within the Stability and Growth Pact on that. I see already the first immediate figures are coming for the June, which is the EU guarantees will be within at the very initial stage of the 16 billion, which will be 5 billion from the European Investment Bank, of which 2.5 billion will be guaranteed by the European Union. We will see there are also the other mechanisms from the MFF, like a Connecting Europe facility, which will be transferred and which will not be used for the projects which were in the Connecting Europe facility will be transferred to this new mechanism. It will be very important how the supervision of this new instrument will be carried out. What I see from my briefing that the Latvian presidency has already called for creating the ad hoc working group in the form of 1+1 on the financial counselors. So I hope all the worries will be addressed there, and then the first meeting is already scheduled for end of beginning of next week, and definitely in what I see is that in February will be the status report, in March will be the general approach, and by it is really ambitious, but by June the fund has to start working. So maybe that might also lit a light on some of the things which are definitely very important for the raising the competitiveness of Europe. We are definitely you touched the question of the economic and monetary union. Of course, we hope that the new legislative framework of forming the banking union, the European Banking Union, will have a positive impact on the stability of the financial sector. We will follow closely the implementation of the banking union, and definitely we are looking forward to the four presidents' report due to in June 2015. What I see. But also, needless to say, that also you rightly mentioned that the social dimension is very, very important, and we see that the social dialogue should be strengthened at the EU level. We also intend to involve the EU level social partners, the trade unions, and also employers, the Business Europe, in the high level meetings as a tripartite summit. We'll be having also, you already mentioned in the introduction, that we'll be having the also in April informal EPSCO in a meeting in Riga, and we'll be intensively in the dialogue with the EU level social partners. Needless to say that on a social dimension, also democratic legitimacy is also very, very, very important, and we definitely support an efficient involvement of the national parliaments on working on these issues. There was one very specific question where I recall that there was education sports. I had this somewhere. It's very. I even recall that I had somewhere very, very, very exact formulation on the sports. But actually, if you would let me know, I will be back on this issue on the. When I had these issues in on the youth employment, I don't see the major breakthrough possible in six months period, but definitely it has started last year with the Italian presidency, Prime Minister Renzi, youth unemployment summit in Milano, and ever since I think. Latvia as a national government has been implementing a number of programs in this, and this will be high on our agenda. I think the Italian presidency started, so we will be simply keeping the files intact and seeing whether the new funds also, which will be available for the national governments, could be used for these tasks. So that's on your spots. Okay, thank you very much. In the sectors of culture and audiovisuals, there will be conclusions on culture and creative industries by May. Role of culture and revising Europe 2020 strategy will be also on the European Council's on the end of May, the what we see, the main event in Riga on culture will be conference with the annual Creativity Week in Latvia. Will be for crossovers of cultural and creative industries to other sectors. That will be 11th and 12th of March. And what I see in the sports, there's the important thing will be the role of grassroots sports and development of transversal skills will be the council conclusions in May. Role of physical activities, namely for young people, will be also will be policy debate on in May. And strengthening health and healthy lifestyles will be also, namely also lifelong participation in sports, will be already in February when Latvian presidency will host the conference on sports and high-level conference on healthy lifestyles. So both of these events will take place in Riga in February, within the distance of 1 week between two of them. Right. I think, I have missed some things on definitely on the taxation where I wouldn't claim any. We took a note. Yes, and yes, no, that's sure, absolutely. And who else if not so, us also who've been also fighting for the competitive edge on the tax, trying to see the tax regulation and actually using a tax legislation as one of the instruments of our return, both on the on the track of growth after the really the dramatic fall that we survived in the years 2009, 2010, and also the tax policies were instrument at that time, and ever since we are trying to still to regain our competitive edge, and it has paid it's been supporting us in the sense that that we've been by. For the last 3-4 years, we've been back on growth, and this has been, the 100% success story, but at least quite an optimistic vis-à-vis the general figures which we see in the other European countries, also in Northern Europe. We definitely have taken note on the points of interest of this distinguished examination collegium of the very humble embassy. I feel really back to my student years, the recent distance. But also I feel a very integral part of the dialogue because in the general feeling is very can do and very very positive because. We've been also. We are very thankful for your government being able to send a support. On the we have one of your diplomats working in the Latvian Foreign Ministry for the presidency, and we are thankful to your government for the Foreign Ministry for making this possible. Also, of course, we are building the bridges, and we are. Bridges both between the north and the south of Europe. We hate partition. Definitely, we work within our limits. We know where we are. We know how big we are. But we can do the small presidencies are usually reasonably trying to put all the efforts, and we are definitely ready to share our experiences. We've been already sharing our experiences between the capitals of culture, for which we congratulate you. We just completed Riga as a cultural capital in December, and you will be doing it in reverse order. You will start with the presidency and then go into the cultural capital. So everybody will be, who matters if Europe will be in Malta, and then they'll keep enjoying the culture. And I would like to congratulate the Baroque Festival. Music sounds throughout the city. It's so innovative. I've never seen before. Absolutely.
We did not.
Yes. I was visiting only the main street, but I saw a lot of Baroque music, so for which I'm very much impressed, and I will pass this experience to our municipality because it's really vivid, and you feel the feeling.
Thank you very much for your great presentation. We're confident that Latvia will do a great job, and we'll be looking forward to strengthening our bilateral relationships, and even looking forward to visit your beautiful country. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, and thank you very much for hosting me. And definitely, we'll be closely cooperating during this 6 months and ever after.
Thank you.
Thanks.
It was a pleasure.
Thank you very much.
Thanks. Thank you very much.
Norwegian.
Det här borde jag ställa. Ja, det är bara korrespondens.
Ja,
visst
är det
en fråga om programmet.
Yes, information, so it's
very well tackled.
Yes.
You cannot, you can be better prepared for the game.
No.
Six months.
No, you did a very good job. Thank you.
And not allowed to be taken in this case.
Open book policy.
Open book.
La tua corrispondenza, farete poi l'agenda. Allora, voglio guardare il trattato del 15 dicembre, il Ferro Patash, il vicepresidente della Commissione Europea, Franz Tiedemann, parte della Commissione, l'Ohra, il Copetachadia del Parlamento Nazionale, dove il segretario di dialogo politico del Parlamento Nazionale, il trattato del 15 dicembre, il vicepresidente della Commissione Franz Timmermans, Bartel, il speaker, Eduard, il programma della Commissione FM Station, che mi documenti relativi al programma. Detuate email il Ministero degli Affari Dwarani data 14 dicembre per battage due ratifica tra Camp Amendments of the International Criminal Court. Rapporto di rapporto dal Parlamento olandese o il controllo parlamentare per affari europei o il trattato a Lisbona. Ora che tu le conclusioni di tutti i documenti ora relativi alla conferenza interparlamentare due il Common Foreign Security Policy, CFSP o il Common Security and Defense Policy li attendeva in l'onorevole Francis Zambid de Mekfurma Belhamsa o sabato novembre per battage o frachar.
Molto
ristorante, eh? Rapporto annuale dal rappresentante o dell'Unione Europea, dove le politiche comuni alla fare il baranino politica sicurta del Parlamento Europeo. Non sta che mi commenti, dove down le tre a parte il commento di Giassaro, dove il visitato alla Fruma. Ma la commissione conclude il laura giornale alle battaglie di Oshinti Annarf, Settaunov, metà segretario parlamentare e presidenza, UE, il Fenus Batascio, il Fondo Europei, il Corona Vorin Borch, si indirizza fuori il preparamento di legge di Siro, al metà malta Tatsumi, e il presidenza, Fleu e Sicciurta, il Fenus Batascio. Grazie.